This podcast may contain adult language, adult situations, spoilers, and some brief nudity, so parental guidance is adjusted.
We have such sights to show you.
After about 5 minutes of this movie, you're gonna wish you had 10 beers.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria!
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Oh, well. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la, yeah.
Welcome back to the Cinema Recall Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very festive Christmas holiday, whatever you celebrate, episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast. I am the Vern, recording this on my phone, thanks to Anchor. If this is your first time listening to Cinema Recall, thank you very much for listening, but I want to urge you to check out our earlier episodes because they sound a bit better than this one. There is some background noises and other things happening that I could not edit out of this episode. I promise you, it's still a fun one. It's our festive holiday show, and me and Ashley compare two of our favorite Christmas movies to watch every year. That's a fun time, so definitely enjoy that. And then afterwards, I'm going to be replaying an earlier episode that I did last year where I talk about my five favorite Christmas songs. Alright, so enjoy the show, folks. I gotta go. We're gonna play some quick little ad spots here, and then we're gonna play the show. Alright, enjoy. Later. Love you. Bye. Hello, the Vern once again, everyone. Thank you for listening to Cinema Recall Podcast. I want to talk a little bit briefly about Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio app for your iOS and Android phone, and this is kind of a cool thing because what it does, it picks the most trending topics and articles and reads them to you in a natural human voice. So for the first time ever, the entire web becomes listenable. Stop scrolling, start listening. Go to www.newsly.me and download the app. And for special price here, folks, if you use the promo code RECALL, you will get 1 month free of their premium subscription. Again, www.newsly.me. Use the promo code RECALL and get 1 month free. Enjoy your time, everyone. Goodbye. Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This is our Christmas show because we're releasing this on Christmas Eve. Welcome to the Cinema Recall Podcast Christmas special. I am the Vern.
I am Ashley.
Ashley, welcome back, girl.
Thanks, man. What's going on?
It's been a long, long time. Well, I'm just getting things, you know, prepped here at the house here for the Christmas time. Warm up some hot cocoa and all that jazz and got some Christmas decorations.
Sounds festive. Sounds festive.
You know, and
nice.
And as you let people know too, that you're helping a friend clean their house for them.
I am. Sorry, I was spraying something.
Nope.
I'm trying to do stuff that doesn't make noise. That was not one of them. Sorry.
But what makes Christmas festive is all the great Christmas shows, specials, and movies that come out. And I'm doing this quick episode because Ashley here has been super busy with clients and work, and so it's almost impossible to get her on an episode. So thank you.
I know, I'm terrible.
You're not
terrible. I gotta like pay rent and stuff.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest.
Horrible thing, you know. But you can help us alleviate the rent issue if you donate to our Patreon page and our Buy Me a Coffee page. You can buy me a coffee. .com/cinemarecall. Donate what you can there.
Our help Patreon. A bitch out.
Yeah, exactly.
I missed out on a lot of work because people were sick and I had to get an emergency root canal, and I'm behind on shit right now, and I'm trying to keep up and catch up, but damn, now we're gonna have this big snowstorm.
Oh shit, yeah.
And I have a lot of work scheduled for tomorrow and Friday. Yeah. So, I don't know, it's probably not going to happen, and there I'm just going to go right back to being freaking behind.
Yep.
It's the lamest.
Fuck this weather.
I just want to know, like, karmically, what the fuck did I do? I'm a good person.
We're all good people.
Okay?
It's...
I just want to pay my bills and not feel like an asshole for paying them late all the time. Come on.
Help her out here. So
come on. Come on, world.
Pod. It's a great way. You get bonus episodes. You get access to the episodes before anyone else right there. Yes. So.
Okay. My complaining and venting is done.
I love your complaints, girl. It's great. All right. So, but I'm sorry to hear about that. Sorry to hear about the fucking snow. And I'm sorry to hear about all the bullshit being behind on bills and whatnot. I'm the same way too. So,
it's the holidays, man.
Holidays here. But here's one thing that makes you happy, Ashley. Maybe it makes you happy here. Our podcast was listed as one of the top 10 podcasts on Podchaser.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. So big shout out to Jen from the Shots and Applaud podcast, who wrote up a very nice write-up. She's part of the Podchaser staff, and she chose our podcast
for
their 22 best podcasts.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Very cool. Love that. But yes, Christmas time, Ashley. Do you have like a favorite movie or show that you watch every year? Like
every year?
Yes, you have to watch it every year.
Elf. Yep, I love it. I've loved it since 2003 when it came out.
Yeah.
I took my baby. Audrey was a baby, and I took her to the theater.
Audrey was a baby? Oh, wow, this was old.
Yeah.
I feel so old now.
I know. I didn't mean to do it to you, but I live with knowing the fact that my baby is old now. So
yes.
I'm going to share that with you. You're old too, buddy.
Well, I used to live with you and Audrey and Dave way back in the day.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We liked it. It was a good time. But I went and saw Elf, and she slept in her car seat, and I love that movie ever since the first time I saw it. It's amazing. I love it.
So Elf is with Will Ferrell and
Zooey Deschanel. Mm-hmm. James Caan.
Bob Newhart as well.
Yes. Who is the boss in Mary Tyler Moore?
James Caan?
Nope, that's his dad.
Peter
Dinklage. Kyle Gass is in it.
Ed Asner,
yeah.
That's the guy.
That's who I was thinking of.
That was Mary Tyler Moore's boss. Okay. No.
Yeah.
Elf. Great flick. I will watch that one this year because it's been a long time since I watched Elf, so I will definitely give that one.
I watched it like twice already.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Okay. I can't help myself. It's so good. If it's on, it's on. If it's on, I'm watching it.
You watch it. Sure, you flip it on TV like, oh, Elf's on. I'll watch that. No matter how many times I see it.
That's right.
All right. Well, my pick is way out of left field.
All right.
Way out of left field. I'm doing Eyes Wide Shut.
I'm sorry.
I watch Eyes Wide Shut every year.
Why?
It's probably one of my favorite Christmas movies.
It's not a Christmas movie.
It's totally a Christmas movie.
It's not, Vern.
So they do. There's a YouTuber called Jess Bricks, and she actually did a whole like hour-long essay about why it is a Christmas movie. And yes, it's a combination of both It's a Wonderful Life and A Christmas Carol.
What?
Because you have Tom Cruise's character, he's this doctor, he feels he has like this perfect life with his beautiful wife and kids and everything, and he's getting flirted by women at parties, and one night his wife expresses to him a sexual fantasy that she had about meeting this guy, and she was ready to give up everything for just one night with him. This causes him to have a lot of like anxiety and doubt about his own life. And so he goes out on a quest and he meets other women and individuals that basically show him that his life is not as bad as he thought it would be. And it's a story about two people finding a connection that they never really had before. It's about hope and redemption, all the great things about Christmas.
Sure. No.
You're saying no.
Just because it has the same themes as those two Christmas movies, does not a Christmas movie it make, friend.
It's set during Christmas time as well. If you just say
no,
if you just say Die Hard is a Christmas movie, I will say Eyes Wide Shut is also a Christmas movie. I will post a link in our show notes for that YouTube video, and you can make your decision.
Yeah, I guess. Make your own. Make the right one, people. Make the right one. Krampus still has time to come get you. Don't make me.
Actually, I watched both this and Batman Returns together.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Batman Returns, though. I like that. I like it, and I would say that that's, yeah, that's probably Christmassy, right? It's snowy, and it happens around Christmas time, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, and I did watch another new one in theaters. I know we only picked one special, but I'm mentioning one right now, and that's Violent Night.
Oh, Violent Night?
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
That was good. That was good. A bunch of thieves break into this home of this family, and this little girl talks to Santa, who accidentally gets stranded at this home. And he's like, bad guys are taking over this little girl. This girl's like the only one that's nicest. And he just goes and kicks a bunch of ass. It's a lot of fun. It's violent, but not being too gory, I guess, in a way. I mean, it's heavy on the violence, but I think anyone over
15... I mean, it's called Violent Night, so...
Yeah. But I think anyone over 15 would be fine with it. Plus, it has a really good, heartwarming Christmas message.
Oh, well, you know how I am about Christmas messages.
It's a very sweet movie, so I would...
Oh. All right.
I recommend that one when it comes out the stream. What are you killing over there?
Oh, I'm just killing a thing.
Okay.
Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it.
All right, we need a getaway driver. You're fine.
I'm fine. It's all good.
You're good. Well, I want to say, you know, thank you very much for doing this short little episode with us. I should let the listeners out there know that we'll be coming back more in 2023, but we're going to be kind of sporadically about when we come on.
Yeah. So, yes, because I am super busy. And, I think, you know what I really think, Vern? I think once I get, like, I think once I get, like, on different, anxiety medication, because right now I think I've topped out and it's just not working anymore.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't think it's working like it should, which is probably why I've, like, I just can't. I just can't sometimes. Sure. I just, like, that just seems like a lot. Even though all it is, like, getting together with my friend and talking about movies, it does feel like a lot sometimes. So
it is a lot. It takes a lot of work and time to put these shows together, folks. So,
yeah.
You know, we're going to come at you. We're available on all your different social media platforms. We just joined Mastodon as a new social media platform that we joined. So follow us on there, Twitter, Facebook, and whatnot. But as what Ashley was saying, it does take time for us to put these shows together, and we'll definitely do more of these episodes ASAP as soon as we can.
Absolutely.
Yes. We're at the end here, so thank you so much for checking out all of our shows and our past episodes, whatnot. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yes. I'm actually Patreon users. We love you dearly, but this is not going to be a Patreon exclusive episode, so I'm not going to go through your names right now. Okay, fuck it. I'll go really quickly here. Chris Soto, Let's Chat Podcast, Jason Soto from Rabbit Hole Podcast, Jeanette Mickenham, a.k.a. Jeanette, Donnie Roberts from the at Unreal Goals on Twitter. Donnie Roberts, thank you. Lina Castro from Bed Knobs and Broom Flits. Let's see, Matt and Ashley from Matchley at the Movies. Jen, Lydia, and Naomi from Shots and Applaud, and Harvey Andrus from Europe's Girlfriend. Thank you very much for being supportive of us. We love you very much, dearly. That's it. That's our Christmas episode.
Yay!
After these messages, we'll be right back.
I love the smell of movies in the morning.
There's no feeling in podcasts. There's no feeling in podcasts.
This podcast will be quite operational when your friends subscribe.
Feels. Real feels.
Not the feels! Not the feels!
Out of all the podcasts I've encountered, Real Feels was the most human.
Hey, it's Drew.
And Nathan.
And Jack.
Hey guys, and we're the Real Feels Podcast. We come to you every other Wednesday with a brand new movie of a different genre every single time. So make sure to catch us on iTunes, Podbean, and any other podcatcher out there. You're the realest.
And the feelest.
Coming to Yeha!
everyone, it's the Vern again. So one thing I hate the most about watching movies is when I go to watch a movie or show on my favorite streaming site and seeing that the movie or show I want is only available in another country. What do you do? Well, I'll tell you what you do right now. You go to ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/cinemarecopod, and get 3 months free of their services. ExpressVPN will give you access to view other movies and shows from other countries. So find out what Netflix is like in the UK. Find out what Hulu is like in the Netherlands. Again, expressvpn.com/cinemarecopod and get 3 months free of the services. I hope you enjoy and happy movie watching, everyone. Good night.
Hi, everyone. This is Tim Costa.
I'm Hermano da Silva.
And this is Walter Vinci.
And together, we are the First Time Watchers Podcast.
Each week, we choose a movie to review that none of us has seen.
Watch it together.
And then discuss.
These movies could be new.
Or old.
Or on our list of shame.
You can find us on iTunes by searching for the First Time Watchers Podcast.
As well as on Stitcher.
And we love interacting with our listeners, so if you have any suggestions, send us a tweet.
An email.
Or post to our Facebook page.
We'd love to hear from you.
That's right. I mean, it's all about interaction.
And talk about what we love, movies.
And you don't have to worry about us going on and on about this and that and the other. And oh,
no,
look,
no,
let's
no,
talk
stop,
about
stop,
this
stop,
minutiae
shut up,
here.
Shut up, shut up, shut
and
up, shut up.
I wonder
shut
who
up.
The cat
God
I can
damn it, shut
and
up.
I think
that's enough,
Walter.
Oh, my God.
This podcast is a proud member of the Let's Chat Club. Find out how you can become a member by going to the website letschatpodcast.net.
Listening now to the smoothed out sounds of Cinema Recall Radio. This is our Christmas holiday special. hey everybody, it's me, the Vern here, and it is Christmas time. That's right, it's Christmas, and even though many of us are kind of stuck at home and not able to see loved ones, I hope you are able to, but if not, just hope you know that you are loved, and I wanted to do a special little Christmas episode, not really talking about movies on the show. I originally was going to post this mainly for Patreon subscribers, but I was like, nah, that's too cruel. So this Christmas episode is for everyone, and at first I thought, you know what, should I talk about my favorite Christmas movies? TV shows, you could do that too. I'm actually going to list my five favorite Christmas songs on this episode, just ones that I really love and enjoy, and I hope you enjoy it as well. Quick little side note here, I was part of another podcast show that is definitely more Christmassy than this one. Not saying this one's not Christmassy, it's definitely Christmassy, but I was part of the Whatever with Jason Soto's Christmas Spectacular, and that was a lot of fun. I got to play a few voice roles, and more importantly, I got to portray Santa Claus. So that's right, if you want to hear me as Santa Claus, go check that out. He's on Twitter at whatever Jay Soto. Jason Soto is one of our very awesome Patreon subscribers, and it was a big blast to be on the show with him and many other my good friends and new ones as well. So definitely go check that out. I will follow me on Twitter at cinema_recall. You can find links to it there because I'm pretty sure I shared it on there. So not dabbling on anymore, folks. I just want to get into some of my favorite Christmas songs. At number 5, it is Brenda Lee's Rockin' Round the Christmas Tree. I this is a song that for me always just really makes Christmas. And I loved it when I was a kid. I know for sure that the movie I most recognize this song in is in Home Alone, when he's Kevin, of course, Macaulay Culkin's character, is doing all the puppet works that he's trying to build for his little bomb mine shaft for the criminals, you know, this house of horror dooms that poor Harvey and Marv are going to step into. So yeah, Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Are there going to be facts about this movie, about how the songs were made? No, these are just songs I love. So number 5, it is Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, let the...
I could play the whole song, but unfortunately I don't have the legal rights to play the whole song. I probably don't have the legal rights to play even the short moments that I have, but since I'm not getting paid for this podcast, at least not yet, I'm going to play at least 45 seconds to a minute of each song, okay? So that was number 5. Coming in at number 4 is a new song, and I don't know who exactly sings this song. I do know it's from the feature Anna and the Apocalypse, and if you have not seen Anna and the Apocalypse, it is a musical comedy horror movie about zombies that takes place at Christmas time, and it's a fun movie. I love a lot of the songs in this movie, but the one that I really dug the most is It's That Time of Year. And It's That Time of Year was sung by, and I'm going to look it up right now because I really think that I should find her name in here, but maybe not, just because I don't really remember all the cast members. I remember some, but the cat, how they look in real life is different than what they look like in the movie. So, so one of the characters in Anna and the Apocalypse, she's part of this talent show, and she sings a song all about her love of Santa Claus. So let's do this. Let's play a bit of that song, and then when I come back, I can tell you a little bit more about who sang it, okay? So here's my number 4 pick. It's That Time of Year.
Let me tell you, babe, you're feeling frozen stiff. My fire is burning hot for you. Before you take a nap, let me sit upon your lap. There's only one gift that I wanna unwrap when you're near. Baby, it's that time of year. So come on over and unload your sack. Tie those reindeer up, 'cause you may be a while, and I know what'll make you smile.
All right, so you heard a very different version of Santa Baby. That was It's That Time of Year from the Anna and the Apocalypse soundtrack, sung by Marley Sue, and she plays the lead character of Lisa in this, and I found that song to be extremely funny. Yes, very much on the sensual entendres right there, if you just heard, but I found it to be just an absolute blast. I don't know much of this actor. I haven't seen her that many films. She hasn't really been in that much, but I thought she really stole the show in Anna the Apocalypse, so really good stuff there. That song has become one of my favorites of the year, and I love it. So, moving on to my number 3 pick, I have chosen the Ramones. Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight. It's just, I love the Ramones. Have you ever seen Rock and Roll High School? Watch it. If you haven't seen it, you really should. They also did the main theme song for Pet Sematary back in the 80s, and I just love it a lot. They actually did a few Christmas songs, I believe, but this one right here has always been just a time-honored favorite of mine, because I cannot think of anything better than the Ramones and Christmas music. So, without further ado, this is my number three choice. Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight by the Ramones.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with.
All right, Kane, we are getting into the top two. Yeah, are we on to the top two? We're on the top two already of my favorite Christmas songs. And coming in at number two. Number two is actually kind of a newer song for me. I only heard the song in the last few years. And for me, I think the story behind the song is actually really cool. So my number two is Christmas Rappin' by the Waitresses, and I find it very funny that here's a band who was trying to make it big with their one song, I Know What Boys Like, but then they were hired to do a sort of a album, a Christmas album, like a punk rock Christmas album, and then this song became, I think, a little bit more bigger hit. I'm getting this information from Todd and the Shadows, because he did a whole episode about the Waitresses and the two songs, Christmas Rappin' and I Know What Boys Like. And that was a really cool, introspective information episode. So I still think the song's great. I remember the first time I heard the song was actually at work at a retail store. And I was like, this song just sounds really badass. It's got a great guitar lick. It's got horns in there. I love the vocals very much. It's everything that I kind of love about Christmas. It's like the best Christmas song, because it's all about the frustration about Christmas, but also how much you love this. So, yeah, here it is, Christmas Rappin'.
The humbug, well, that's too strong, cause it is my favorite holiday. But all this year's been a busy blur. Don't think I have the energy to add to my already mad rush, just cause it's tis the season. The perfect gift for me would be completions and connections left from last year. Ski shop encounter, most interesting. Had his number but never the time. Most of 81 pass along those lines. So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath, Christmas by myself this year. Count the picture, frozen landscape, chill this room for 24 days.
All right, that was the Waitresses with Christmas Rappin', or Rappin', or pretty sure it's just Christmas Rappin'. Very fun song. I love to play that song every year. It is a blast. Now, before I do get into my number one, there are just a few honorable mentions, and the honorable mentions, I won't play them here, but I do want to mention them, and they come from one artist, and that's Weird Al Yankovic, and his songs, Christmas at Ground Zero, and The Night Santa Went Crazy. I love those songs, and I don't want to play just a clip of them. I really think that if you have a chance, if you've never heard the songs before, and I don't know why you haven't, but for some reason you haven't, go find them on YouTube. Christmas at Ground Zero and The Night Santa Went Crazy. Weird Al Yankovic. Those songs are just really good. Are they dark? Yes. But you see, I've got kind of a dark sense of humor when it comes to holidays. That's why I always love watching, like, horror holiday movies. But I also like the sweet ones, too. So I'm kind of, like, confused in that way. But I actually really love Weird Al Yankovic and his subversive, dark humor when it comes to Christmas. And I just did that a lot. I love dark Christmas movies. But I like dark Christmas movies that are dark, but they also have, like, they have to have elements of light to them. So even though I love Gremlins and I love Anna and the Apocalypse, I love those movies not because they're just skewering Christmas, or even like Bad Santa. I love Bad Santa because even, you know, with even throughout the whole, like, vulgarity or sometimes violence, there is a sweet, heartwarming message inside said movie. Like, Bad Santa, yeah, he's a drunk, you know, he's an alcoholic, he swears, but he's inside wants to do the best thing that he can. He wants to be a good person, and so I really love that. He just has different ways of achieving that, okay? And even though And the Apocalypse has a lot of, like, gory violence in there, there's always, like, a sweet message of togetherness. And, well, maybe not so much in that one here, but it's a sweet movie. But anyways, I'm dabbling on too much right here. We're going to get into my number one pick of the year. Actually, not of the year, of any year. This is my number one Christmas song pick of any year. And it was best used in one of the best Christmas movies of all time. Of course, I'm talking about Die Hard, John Matarian's action classic with Bruce Willis. And this is the song when Bruce Willis is being picked up by his limo driver. And the limo driver puts on this song. And he says, "Hey, I thought you were going to play some Christmas music." And I forget the limo driver's name. I'm not going to look it up right now. And I'm sure the commenters are yelling at me right now. But he says, the limo driver goes, "This is Christmas music." And that's right. It is Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC, my number one pick. Now, this is part of the compilation of Very Special Christmas. It was used to fund the Special Olympics. And there was a lot of great singers on the soundtrack. I remember songs by, I think, the Pointer Sisters. I think Bruce Springsteen. I think Sting. I think Madonna had songs in here. A whole bunch of other people had songs. But this one, Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC, stands apart. In fact, this is the only Christmas rap song that I know of. If there are other ones, let me know, but I'm pretty sure this is the number one Christmas song ever. So this is it, my number one song, Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue at the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear, looked at his dog, oh my god, oh, ill rain. Claws. $1 million didn't call hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a boat, magic car with ease. But I'd never steal for Santa, cause that ain't right. So I was going home to mail it back to him that night. But when I got home, I bugged, cause under the tree was a letter from Santa and the door was for me. It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens, rice and stuffing, macaroni and cheese, and Santa put gifts under Christmas tree.
All right, there you go. That was my number one pick for the year. Not just this year, but any year. My favorite Christmas song is Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC. I just absolutely love that jam. Loved it when I first heard it back in 87. I was like 87 to 88, so I was a young kid back then. My gosh. Oh, still a classic then, classic now. That's it. That's my top five favorite Christmas songs of all time. Crypto's not top 10, but I didn't want to leave you here, folks, for that long. I hope you all have a very, very Merry Christmas. Hope you all have an incredible, happy, happy new year. First of all, I'm going to give a shout out here, as I always do, to my wonderful Patreon subscribers. If you ever want to help support us, it is patreon.com/cinemarecallpod. But in no special order here, gotta thank Matt from Matchly at the Movies. Thank Ashley as well. Thank both gentlemen for being on our recent episode talking about Sisters for our De Palma December. That was freaking awesome. Love you, gentlemen. That was great. I hope you have a happy new year, happy Christmas. Gotta thank Jeanette Miller-Mickenham. Gotta thank her for being on our episode talking about Dress to Kill for De Palma December. That was a lot of fun. Big thank you to her. Gotta thank Donnie Roberts from Cage's Kiss Podcast. Now, Donnie has so many episodes that he has to do with us because he signed up for a $10 tier, and I'm hoping that he picks days because we may do a whole month of just Donnie Roberts episodes, and I will be totally cool with that. I know he's been on our previous episodes talking about Meet the Feebles. I had to think about that for a second there, Meet the Feebles, Peter Jackson's puppet movie. And then lastly, I gotta thank Jason Soto of the podcast, Whatever with Jason Soto. He's been on our podcast before. You'll be hearing some other episodes with Jason in the month of January. Also want to send Merry Christmas wishes to everyone on the Let's Chat team. Chris Revel, Brianna Benjamin, Chris Ball, you have just all been tremendously amazing. Also have like wonderful affiliates on that team. Thank you for letting me be a part of the affiliates team. It's just been amazing. Thank you, Brianna, for helping design our Facebook page and getting me involved in the affiliates program, and also connecting me with other people to help out Cinema Recall. I really, greatly appreciate that. I hope you all have a tremendous, great Christmas and a great new year. I wish I could invent new words here to say how much I love you, but you all have been really amazing. If you can, our good buddy Chris Ball is going through some financial problems right now, and anything you can do to help him out would be tremendously great. He's found on Twitter at The Irish on Fire. And hey, look, I know times are tough for everyone out there, so anything you can do, like go to his page and share his post, that would be great too. Again, that's The Irish on Fire on Twitter. I know that Chris would be extremely grateful for your help. So yeah, so big shout out to them. Also want to give a shout out to everyone involved in the Forza Crowd podcast. Forza Crowd is a comedy podcast series that I've been editing for a little bit now. Ryan L. Terry is the creator and producer of the show, and everyone on that show has been just amazing. Danny, the producer, has been really great, and I apologize if I don't recall a lot of the cast members right now, but they've all been great. I've only just met them these last few months, and I'm hoping by next year I'll get to know them even more. But check out old episodes of Forza Crowd at Forza Crowd Pod. We'll be coming up with new episodes, hopefully, I think, in February. So yeah, I would give a shout out to those people as well. And the last people I have to thank for this episode and all of our other episodes is you, the listener. I have just been connecting with a whole slew of great listeners, and I love you all completely and dearly. Just let you know, if you follow me anywhere or listen to the show, that I'm greatly, greatly appreciated, and I love you very much. I couldn't do the show without all of you out there, so I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I do wish you all a very merry, merry Christmas and a very happy new year. 2020 is done. Let's celebrate that it's over with and that we can actually have a good, exciting 2021. I'm really excited. I hope you're all too. Thank you very much. Love you all. Goodbye. Run so loud and proud, you hear it. It's Christmas time and we got the spirit. Jack Frost chilling, the hawk is out, and that's what Christmas is all about. The time is now. Say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
This podcast is a proud member of the Lamb Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Lamb Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.